The Gaming Gang extras keep rolling along. In this edition, sponsored by our good friends at Victory Point Games, Elliot and I talk with Lisa Steenson of Gut Bustin' Games and look at Redneck Life, Trailer Park Wars, and their latest release, Oh No You Don't. And just in case you forgot, I'm your host, Jeff McAleer. In what seems to be a male-dominated industry, it's always a breath of fresh air to have an opportunity to speak with women who are involved in the day-to-day operations of game publishing. Of course, there's our good pal Leah Sugar at Out of the Box Publishing, who you'll be hearing from in a later extra, and we always take great pleasure speaking with her. We were also very happy to get a chance to sit down and chat with Lisa Steenson from Gut Bustin' Games during our visit to Origins 2011. We're being joined by Lisa Steenson from Gut Bustin' Games here at Origins, and Ellie and I wanted to find out some information about the various games that are out. Trailer Park Wars, I believe, is the title of one. We've seen people play Trailer Park Wars.
Trailer Park Wars been out?
Trailer Park Wars came out in 2009. It's already in its third printing.
No, I think that was the game we saw, because that was about
Pink Flamingos.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's Pink Flamingos, then it's Trailer Park Wars.
Yeah, otherwise it's going to be a John Waters movie, so no, I don't.
No.
As far as the company itself, Gut Bustin' Games, I have to be very honest, I'm not real familiar. So, Lisa, if you may, tell us a little bit about how you got started.
Got started with the first game called Redneck Life. The player with the most teeth at the end wins, and it is something that people will play, have a great time with it, introduce it to family, friends, and went through 1,000 copies of a hand-collated on the ping pong table version, and then had it printed and in distribution. And so that's been around since 2006, and a comfortable pace for me is to have a game come out every 2 to 3 years as far as financing it and getting it out there and affording the next game. And Redneck Life was the first one, followed by Trailer Park Wars, where you want to be the best darn trailer park manager in town. And then just released in the end of February is Oh No You Don't. So those three games, and it's, you know, small company and just having fun with it and getting games out there.
Do you ever get any emails complaining from folks who maybe don't have many teeth down in Arkansas who live in trailers?
We don't. It's all in good fun. It's, you know, like the last stand of, you know, rednecks are proud to be rednecks, and they'll buy a $800 leather NASCAR jacket before they'll get, you know, a tooth replaced, and that's just how it is.
Wouldn't we all do that, though?
Yeah. Hello. I want a monster Corvette more than I want that incisor. Okay.
All right. So tell us a little bit about each game in a bit more detail.
So Redneck Life, you're keeping a score sheet. You roll for your redneck name. So if you roll a 2-5, that might be Dottie Beth or Cletus Ray.
Wow, hey, that's your kids' names.
Exactly.
Well, you'd have to roll, what, 5 times, Elliot, to get all your youngins on there. You get a career. You roll 2 dice, and that determines what grade you completed by the time you're 18. So let's say you rolled a 5, you'd be a Siggy Shack attendant, making $260 a payday. You'd need to pay down the debt on your car. You would have probably purchased a monster Corvette for a couple $1,000s. So you have to pay down that. Before you get that paid off, you get hitched. You know, you roll for your new spouse's name, and then you take the top home title deed, which might be a trailer or some kind of fancy
outhouse.
Could be. Well, no, that you'd have the outhouse outside the trailer.
I was going to say, because that was my first home.
Sweet. And as long as it was on wheels, you're probably happy.
It was a mobile home.
Excellent. Hopefully it was a double wide. And so you get married, divorced, remarried, and your vehicle only holds a certain number of youngins. So when you outgrow your monster Corvette, you have to buy a second vehicle, maybe a third. Your home might get blowed up real bad unless you have insurance, but I can cancel your insurance with a revenge card. So there's a little bit of strategy in it, not a lot, but some, and it's just good, lighthearted fun. You may lose your fanny pack and find it later under your stomach and have to pay $100 for diet pills. Those kind of things happen.
Is there a lot of give and take to the game?
A lot of give and take, yeah. You're able to play cards on other players. You lose some money. You might make $300 stealing and selling wheelchairs. So, you know, there's some cash prizes, and it's just a lot of fun. It takes about an hour and a half for four or five players. It can easily be turned into a drinking game. Use your imagination.
We would never do that.
No way. And then Trailer Park Wars, there are 48 trailers, which are actual photo cards. Nicely, I mean, there's a lot of eye candy in it. And so you're managing a trailer park, and you're putting tenants in your trailers. I can put a tenant in an opponent's trailer that is negative points. Amenities, there are natural disasters. And the fun thing about Trailer Park Wars is when you get your trailer park going, you're counting the pink flamingos on your cards, and then you're collecting three-dimensional pink yard flamingos to attractively decorate your trailer park as you go. There are 100 in the game. When the last one's gone, game's over. And so that one, they're demanding an expansion because they want more trailers and more tenants and shenanigans and whatnot. And then Oh Gnome, You Don't just came out. It's the tall red-hatted gnomes in the forest, and they're gem-grubbing, brawling, shenanigan-playing gnomes, and the gnome with the most gems at the end wins. And you're selling items that you'd collect in the forest at different businesses like the Toadstool Cafe or Gnome Depot. And once you get gems, then you're trying to brawl your opponents to win them off them. Or I might play Greedy Squirrel Got Your Nuts and take away your hazelnut car.
Yeah, this is a family show.
Hazelnuts, hello. Where are you going? And so it's about an hour and a half game for five players, and they've been having a lot of fun with that. It just came out in March, and I'm already organizing another print of it.
On kind of a personal note, I'm curious, as far as the hobby itself, most people who are running gaming companies, regardless of size, it's very male-centric. Yes, I know. Yes, it's pretty strange. What made you get into the business aspect?
Well, I'm basically a goofball, and so making a game seemed like a fun challenge, and it wasn't intended to be a business. It was intended to make a game that we would just have a screaming bunch of fun with, and then by the time you make 1,000 of them, then you've got to figure out where those are going to go. And I already have a business, and so it helped that I could already run credit cards, and I already knew about wholesale, retail, and taxes and all that. So that helped. But my education is I'm a PE teacher, and so games, fun, including everybody, how to run it so that they all have a good time. So, yeah, but turning it into a business it's grown to be that I hire people part-time, and there is a lot involved. It's not all fun and games.
We understand that.
Yeah.
We have quite a few friends in the hobby, and it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
A lot of sweating it out, too, and going, oh, please, please, like our game.
But I play test for a long time, and I've got a great customer base, and people promote my games. They will take them to cons, and so... The first game getting into distribution, then the second one, Trailer Park Wars, easily followed, and Oh Gnome, You Don't, there was no question that it would go into distribution, and so once established, second and third game was much easier than the first.
As far as being a gamer, outside of your own designs, your own companies, what games do you like to play?
I like to play, it depends on the group. Right now I'm kind of stuck on playing Finca. If it's a 2, 3, or 4 player day, I love that game. I play Settlers. I even sneak play it on my touch pod. I play, if it's a party situation, I mix apples to apples with curses. So if you get the green card, you get to give somebody a curse. And if I catch somebody not doing their curse, I'm going to win one of their green cards. So, and we do, I host a game night about once a month. I go to a bunch of game nights. I don't play we call them the yucky boy games, you know, the dark theme, and it's 5 hours and really strategic. We keep it kind of light.
Not yucky.
Yucky boy games, they're too serious. So just the light strategic games. I love Carcassonne if it's two people. My brother he's a ranked chess player, so he would talk me as a kid into playing chess with him, and he'd beat me and beat me and beat me and beat me, and I'd get frustrated, so he'd talk me into playing one more time, and I'd win. Pfft, he threw the game, I later find out. And so just by, playing Risk and chess and Monopoly and all those cards as kids, you know, it kind of gave me a little background for gaming.
Excellent. One last question. Let's say I have my DVD set of the Canadian sitcom Trailer Park Boys, and I just have got to get online and get myself a copy of Trailer Park Wars or Redneck Life or Oh No You Don't. What would be the website I'd go to?
The website that you would go to is Gut Bustin' Games.
Drop that G. Drop that G.
G-U-T-B-U-S-T-I-N Games. Gut Bustin' Games.
Lisa, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, and we hope you have a great time here at Origins.
I am having a great time, and I hope you guys get to play some stuff and have a good time as well.
We always do. As you could tell, Lisa was a lot of fun to talk with, even if she isn't a fan of yucky boy games. And I have to say, I'd like to check out Trailer Park Wars and Redneck Life one of these days because they both sound like riots. There you have it. Thanks again to Lisa Steenson for taking time out to chat with two yucky boy gamers. And as always, thanks again to our great sponsor, Victory Point Games. Stay tuned for more Origins interviews and don't forget to catch the podcast for news, views, and reviews provided by Elliot and myself. And until next time, thanks for listening.